Listen. She speaks quietly and with great force. Firstly, this appears to be an investigation into murder, and now blackmail, of a government department, right? And in case you hadn't noticed, organizing criminal investigations just happens to be my speciality. Secondly, I do not appreciate being forcibly gagged. I have signed a certain piece of paper, and the only stuff I leak is what you get when you drill holes in me. Finally, I am getting really pissed off with a runaround you're giving me about a particularly serious incident on my turf, and if you don't start answering my questions soon, I'm going to have to arrest you for wasting police time. Now, which is it going to be?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Andy rolls his eyes, then says very rapidly,
By the abjuration of D in the name of Claude Dancy, I hereby exercise subsection D, paragraph 16, clause 12, and bind you to service from now and forevermore. Right, that's it. You're drafted, and may whatever deity you believe in have mercy on your soul.
Hey, wait. She takes a step back. What's going on? There's a faint stink of burning sulfur in the air. You've just talked yourself into the laundry, I say, shaking my head. Just try to remember I tried to keep you out of this.
The laundry? What are you talking about? I thought you were from Cheltenham.
The smell of brimstone is getting stronger.
Hey, is something on fire?
Wrong guess, says Andy. Bob can explain later. For now, just remember that we work for the same people, ultimately, only we deal with a higher order of threat than everyday stuff like rogue states, terrorist nukes, and so on. Cheltenham is the cover story. Bob, the blackmailer threatened to upload Scorpion Stair to the Ring of Steel.
Oh, shit. I sit down hard on the edge of a desk. That is so very not good that I don't want to think about it right now. The Ring of Steel is the network of surveillance cameras that were installed around the financial heart of the City of London in the late 1990s to deter terrorist bombings.
Look, did Angleton have any other...
Yes. He wants us to go visit Site Able right now. That's the lead development team at the research centre behind Scorpion Stair. Inspector, you're in. As I said, you're drafted. Your boss, that would be Deputy Chief Constable Dunwoody, is about to get a memo about you from the Home Office. We'll worry about whether you can go back to your old job afterward. As of now, this investigation is your only priority. Site Able runs out of an office unit at Kiln Farm Industrial Estate, covered as a UK subsidiary of an American software company. In reality, they're part of the residual unprivatized rump of DERA, Kinetic, the bunch that handles Q projects.
While you're busy wanking over your cow-burning nonsense, I've got a ring of car thieves to...
Josephine shakes her head distractedly, sniffs suspiciously, then stops trying to fight the gesh.
That smell. Why do these people at Kiln Farm need a visit?
Because they're the lead team on the group who developed Scorpion Stair, Andy explains. And Angleton doesn't think it's a coincidence that our blackmailer burned a cow in Milton Keynes. He thinks they're a bunch of locals. Bob, if you've got a trace, that'll be enough to narrow it down to the building.
Yes?
Josephine nods to herself.
But you need to find the individual responsible. And any time bombs they've left, and there's a small matter of evidence.
A thought strikes her.
What happens when you catch them?
Andy looks at me, and my blood runs cold.
I think we'll have to see about that when we find them, I extemporize, trying to avoid telling her about the audit commission for the time being.
She might blow her stack completely if I have to explain how they investigate malfeasance, and then I'd have to tell her that the burning smell is a foreshadowing of what happens if she is ever found guilty of disloyalty. It normally fades a few minutes after the rite of binding, but right now it's still strong.
What are we waiting for? I ask. Let's go.
In the beginning, there was the Defence Evaluation and Research Agency, DERA. And DERA was where HMG's boffins hung out, and they developed cool toys like tanks with plastic armor, clunky palm tops powered by 1980s chips and rugged enough to be run over by a truck, and fetal heart monitors to help the next generation of squaddies grow up strong. And lo, in the thrusting entrepreneurial climate of the early 90s, a new government came to power with a remit to bring about the triumph of true socialism by privatizing the post office and air traffic control systems,
and Dara didn't stand much of a chance. Renamed Kinetic by the same nameless marketing genius who turned the Royal Mail into Consignia and Virgin Trains into fodder for fuckedcompany.com, the research agency was hung out to dry, primped and beautified, and generally prepared for sale to the highest bidder who didn't speak with a pronounced Iraqi accent.